It's Friday, and that means it's time to check in with GKB President Craig Karmazin.
Gabe, you're right. I actually just looked at the stats. No hypocrite has ever won a championship.
Fridays with Mo.
Mark Attanasio, the last thing he wanted to do was play a video and tribute Craig Council in any way. So I give Mark Attanasio a ton of credit.
Craig Karmazin on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is sponsored by Landworks Landscape Services. Their creative and talented team will design, build, enhance, and maintain beautiful landscapes in southeastern Wisconsin. Learn more and see their work at landworkswisconsin.com.
Always love catching up with Good Karma Brands founder, CEO, Craig Karmazin, here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We do it every Friday. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, guys.
Were you in the building the other night for Giannis's 59?
You're asking me if I was in the building?
Yeah,
were you watching the game?
I was watching. Well, actually, I wasn't watching the game. I was on game night on ESPN Radio, so I was trying to keep an eye on it the best I could. And honestly, Craig, I gave up on the game when they were down 18. Then I kind of started paying attention a little bit, and then I saw the foul that Giannis got called for, gave up on it again, wasn't expecting the 91% free throw shooter to miss two of them. So I am asking you if you were in the building, because I know you're busy scheduled.
I'm taking
here,
that as a yes, given his
you're
response,
you're here, you're
Gabe.
There, you're
well,
everywhere,
no,
you're not always
well,
in the walking when the Bucks play.
Look at your text. Look at your text. I just sent you a text.
Okay.
Josh, he has it also, and that, you know, I know that's good radio for everybody listening.
Oh, that's you.
But
oh.
I was there.
Oh, it's you and Brandon Jennings.
Yeah. So it was an amazing win. It shows why the NBA is incredible. Like, it's a Wednesday night against the Pistons. Who knows that you're going to get one of the most exciting games of the year, right? That comes out of nowhere, down 70 to 52. And then, as you said, a 90% free throw shooter misses two free throws. So it really, and also, it makes you feel like as a fan, you matter. Like, do you really believe that 90% free throw shooter, if he's at home, is missing those two free throws? Like, absolutely not. So it was electric. It was an incredible win. It was great to see Gary Trent Jr. get back in the mix. Mm-hmm. It was great to see Ajax, 94 feet, covering Cade Cunningham. It was just such a great win all around with the shorthanded team missing, you know, not only Chris, but Dame and Bobby.
But it was such a reminder, Craig, of what Giannis, A, is capable of, and B, means to the city, right? I mean, just the absolute electricity in Pfizer, bringing that game to overtime, scoring 59, such a reminder of what this dude means to Milwaukee.
It is incredible. It's amazing how one person can have the impact that he continues to have and put it in every night, right? Like, there's so many stars and so many players across, forget in the NBA, across sports or even at anyone's job, who you're down by that much, things don't look that good. He just kept grinding and grinding and grinding. And then all of a sudden, Brooke Lopez gets hot. But absolutely, Giannis as a leader absolutely showed who he was once again that night.
Are the Bucks back?
I will not say that just yet. Okay. And I don't know where we went. I still
well,
don't two, know where
two
we
and eight.
Went.
2-8. 2-8, yeah. They went somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know where we went. Those two Cavs games, right? You know, 1-point loss and a 2-point loss against the Cavs, one of them without Dame, right? Like, don't look as bad, but obviously the Bucks were 2-8 and right now are a half game out of the play-in and only one game out of the playoffs.
Yep.
So I don't think it's as much about the standings, it's about the play. And I think we'll see. You know, there's a road game tomorrow night in Charlotte. And then,
tomorrow afternoon,
you know,
a weird
2:00, a matinee game.
Yeah, weird Saturday 2:00 game. That's very strange.
Yeah, then home Monday night against a really good Rockets team, right, that people don't know as well. And I think after those two games, I think we'll have a little bit of a feel, right, if all of a sudden four wins in a row, like that would say something, especially a Saturday at 2 in Charlotte where I feel like, you know, you could overlook a team that has a lot of young talent. So if we win two in a row, I will then say we're back, which would put us at four wins in a row.
All right. I can accept that. I like that.
Yeah. I mean, I viewed it prior to that NBA Cup game on Tuesday, Craig, that next 11, you mentioned Detroit, they see them again. They have Charlotte twice in that stretch until they play Boston December 6th, that Friday. That 11-game stretch, I said they needed to go 8-3 through that stretch. which I think put them at 10-11 entering Boston. How many games do they need to win over the next 9 before Boston for you to fully say they're back? Is it just those 2 in a row, or do they need to hit a certain mark over the next 9?
Yeah, I don't think it's a specific number because the conference, just as we said, isn't that good from a record
right.
standpoint. So I'm not worried about, oh, if they only go 6-3 in the next 9, that they're still going to be under 500 and there's not enough time to get back. So I think it's so much more about like what we see on the court and how we see them defend and not have get blown by as much as they've been getting blown by, and seeing Chris Middleton come back eventually, right? I think that's probably the biggest thing we're going to need to see. And, you know, hopefully Dame is back Saturday, but if not, hopefully we see him on Monday night.
When Barry Alvarez finally officially became a teammate, did you think he would just so seamlessly integrate himself by making fun of Ben Brust like the rest of us? I mean, he just fit in so quickly, Craig.
Yeah, I mean, Barry is the reason we're all here, right? Barry is who motivated me to come visit the state of Wisconsin to see what the University of Wisconsin was all about, because I was seeing what the football program had become. You know, when I was a freshman in college, the team goes to the Rose Bowl after you haven't heard of Wisconsin football if you're not, you know, in Big Ten country. And so all we saw in our time here was Barry just step in and be as good a leader as you can be. And the idea that within his first week of being a teammate, he could crush Ben Brust the way he did, it shows he knows how to lead.
Well, but the one thing I will, and this may sound as a criticism for Barry, but uh-oh. I mean, he's famously the don't flinch guy. He then showed up on KBN and he flinched when it came to this Wisconsin football team. If Barry doesn't know the direction of the Wisconsin football program, how am I supposed to have any confidence in this Wisconsin football program?
Well, that is Barry not flinching, because I think when you're in as high profile a role and mean as much to the program as he does, I think it would be really easy and expected for someone in that position to explain what he did feel the identity was and to toe the party line. But who Barry Alvarez is and why it's so cool to have him as a teammate is he's not going to BS anybody. And when he sees there's no identity of this team, when, you know, I talk to him about what he thinks about running on 4th-and-1 out of the shotgun, you know, he's going to share his opinions on things. And he doesn't love the identity or know even what the identity of this team is.
Badgers.
He's like a lot of Badger fans, right? Like,
oh, 100%.
And Barry, by the way, he doesn't want to, you know, he doesn't think it's 1950 or 1960. Like, he's not saying, oh, we need to be conservative and just run the ball. Yeah, you know, what he's saying is he wants to know what the identity is, and he doesn't get on why 4th-and-6 inches it would make sense to go backwards 8 yards to start the play.
The Badgers get the number one team in the country at Camp Randall under the lights tomorrow, Craig. Oregon is favored by 13.5 points. Is there any shot the Badgers can win that game?
I guess there is. You know, I didn't think there was any chance they could beat Alabama. The one thing I would say about Oregon is, like, we saw Boise State be really competitive with them early in the year. And I think on some levels, it being a night game, may even play against the Badgers, because it gives, you know, from a time zone, a little chance more to adjust and all that. So I guess there's a chance that I see a tiny bit bigger than when Alabama was coming in here, but not much of one.
This was a hot topic on our show yesterday, Craig. Joshy brought it up. He happened to see this making its rounds from the Barstool guys, of a guy who was denied a 10th sample of ice cream. They were at an ice cream shop. He had 9 ice cream samples, and the person behind the counter said, no more. That's it for you. As an adult, how many ice cream samples should you get at the ice cream store?
See, I think I'm pushy when it comes to stuff like that, but I don't know that I'm going more than 2. I'm not saying I would expect to be denied at 3, but I think once you get to 3, it's kind of the limit. You're really asking for a 4th? I don't think so. And I'm not saying there's a number that they should deny, but I don't think you can go beyond 3 with common etiquette.
I think everyone above 13 years of age should be denied a single. You get no samples. We're all adults. It's ice cream. You know what these flavors are. Just deal with it. Figure it out.
Come on. That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. There are many flavors that you don't know. And things cost a lot these days. And if anything, like you trying one, maybe like, oh, I'm going to mix those two. I think it could pay off well for the place. Free samples, I think, lead to good stuff. That is insane.
I think it's crazy that everyone just has to wait behind you, and you have to take up all the time for you to be scooping. It's ice cream. You'll be fine. If you get a bad flavor, flavor.
No, I guess I was picturing more like you're at a Froyo place where you're just like in. You get the little sampler, like the tiny little.
That's fine.
The little mini Dixie cup thing that you could put a tiny bit in there and see if you like it or not. I mean, come on.
Well, but I mean, I think I feel like most of the Froyo places.
Abolitionist?
I don't think that's.
I know that means you. I know that means you get the right to vote, but you're like an anti, like, you know, I mean, an anti samplist or something.
Yeah, I am anti samplist.
We need to pass an amendment to make sure it's legal, to make sure everyone can sample. Because Josh, if he becomes president, he's going to eliminate sampling.
Costco's worst nightmare, Josh DiMaggio.
Did not think we'd get political here this morning, but apparently that's part of Josh's platform. But no, we're talking about an ice cream, not a Froyo place, Craig, where you have to ask somebody behind the counter to get the little wooden spoon. Here's
but
the
Josh,
little taste.
Josh, are you that hungry? You can't wait someone to get a quick sample to see if they like Blue Moon when you don't even know what the flavor is, like you're trying to understand what it is.
If you're an adult, you understand what Blue Moon is.
Yeah, no. Bad example.
I actually still don't. I got to be honest.
Shut up.
I like Blue Moon. I just heard the other day it might be like almonds or something. I never knew that. Like, what is Blue Moon?
So I'm with Craig. Like, have I had Blue Moon
before? Gabe, you're an adult. You know what Blue Moon is. You don't know what Blue Moon is.
Well, no, but you know what it tastes like.
Yes. Yeah,
like,
I don't know what's in it.
I'm with you in this. I'm with you in that. If somebody asks me, what does Blue Moon taste like? My answer is Blue Moon.
Yes. Correct.
Well, don't ask Josh because he's an anti-sampler, so you're not going to get anything from that guy.
Like, I don't need to sample the Blue Moon. I can't describe. I don't have the words in my vocabulary to describe what it tastes like, but I know what Blue Moon is.
Yeah, but there sometimes are combinations, right, where it's like, oh, and Josh should just be like, hey, you got a bad ice cream, like. Yeah. I mean, don't you think as the store, you would not want the person to have a bad experience?
You would prefer
as the store for them to have a good experience and to know they're getting something they like.
When I order
or it's like, hey, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get this, but for next time, I've always thought about getting that, like, whatever combination sorbet. Let me just get a quick slice, a quick little piece of it. To see if I'm going to want that the next time.
I don't hold it against if I order something and I end up not liking it. I don't hold it against the restaurant or the ice cream shop. It's a me thing. It's not a them thing. So I'm going back regardless.
That's for you and your therapist. if I don't like food, I'm just going to do better the next time.
I'm not going to be adventurous.
Josh, how's that restaurant? Oh, it's really great. I just ordered bad. I'm going to go back there again. All the food sucked, but I just got to do better next time.
Exactly. That's how I treat it. It's on me.
There's some things that your palate didn't like.
Right.
Next time you just get
I've tried to convince myself I'm going to like mezcal for the past decade. Every time I get it, I don't like it. And I'm like, well, I should have learned that lesson by now.
No, you're like, I don't like mezcal, but I'll do better next time.
Exactly. Keep trying.
Ridiculous. Well, you think it's a way you cut it? Like, oh, if I cut it diagonally this time.
I'm trying to find the right combination to make me like it, and I haven't.
So try a little ginger ale with your mezcal.
I'll have to do that. I'll give it one more shot. I'm done after that, though.
Do better, Josh.
All right, that's I think we can all learn a lesson. We can all do a little bit better. Craig, we always appreciate the time. Thanks for jumping on, bud.
All right, thanks, guys.
Josh is the world's largest dork.
What makes me a dork?
I imagine some people are annoyed of hearing me say the Packers or the Bears have a 0% chance to win on Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm way more annoyed by how often I've heard Josh talk about ice cream this week.
Is that because you're somebody who is not an ice cream abolitionist?
No. In fact, the last time I went to get ice cream, which was maybe 2 months ago, went to an ice cream shop in the Third Ward, and I didn't get a sample.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I didn't like my ice cream. Next time I go there, guess what I'm going to do, Joshy?
Get a different one.
No, I'm going to get a sample.
Oh. Yeah, that's just baby brain stuff.
And, I mean, in fairness, his brain isn't fully developed, so maybe it's not on him.
That's, great point. Yeah. Great point. I'm going to use that so often now. Thanks, Kip.
Not Jack says, Blue Moon equals Fruit Loop cereal.
Kind of. Not really.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't...
The thing with the ice cream, it's not specifically reserved to that to the shop or that instance. It's a cultural, it's a society thing. People need to stop blaming everyone else for their bad decisions. You did something dumb. You reached out there, and it also has to
I'm
do with
smack him like Mike Tyson.
A big deal with it. That's the theme. Live with it. You'll be all right.
Hardo.
Doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. That's where Mentality comes in. Local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Look, you could be dealing with low testosterone, not even realize it. That's where Mentality comes in. It was certainly that way for me. If you're tired, groggy, just don't feel like yourself. Don't have that energy to attack the day. Could all be signs of low testosterone, and Mentality can fix it and get you on a customized testosterone treatment plan just for you. So go to their website, lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments, lowtusa.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Is it against the law to be a moron or no?
The law,
not yet.
I texted this to Jen earlier. The law does protect some people from things that are called an attractive nuisance.
On 94.5 ESPN.